Welcome to A Word Fitly Spoken, a podcast about Jesus, His Word, and our joy in following Him. I'm Amy Spreeman.
And I'm Michelle Leslie. This is episode number 40 of our podcast program. We are so grateful for so many listeners who encourage us and support us. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
We sure do. And Michelle, it's been a couple of weeks since you and I have sat behind these microphones. Life as we know it has been all disrupted in many ways. And for you in particular, it's been a personal journey. You've been away from your home, caring for your parents, and in particular your mom. And you've shared a little bit about that on social media. Can you bring us up to speed on how they are?
Absolutely. And first, I just want to say thank you so much to our readers who have reached out to me, our listeners, I'm sorry, I always do that, who have reached out to me and said that they have been praying for me, for travel and for my mom to get better and everything. And, you know, my son Benjamin and I went up to Arkansas for a couple of weeks to help my mom to get settled in at home and to get some of her mobility back after a rather lengthy hospital stay that she had. And things didn't look too great when she first came home from the hospital, from the rehab center actually is where she was. But she just made remarkable progress in the 2.5 weeks that we were there. And we just thank God for the prayers for her healing. And he certainly answered those and brought us back home safely. So we're glad to be back home.
We're glad to have you back and prayers answered. So thank you for sharing. You know, but it seems like no matter how disruptive our lives are, it all comes back to expectations we all have about how life should be in our world, you know, in our nations and our neighborhoods too, in our families and churches. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about current events and reading through Ecclesiastes, and it strikes me that these earth-shaking changes that we're seeing right now are nothing new under the sun, are they?
No, they really aren't. I mean, it feels new to us because in my lifetime, I've never experienced anything like this before, and I'm probably a few years older than a lot of our listeners, so I know they probably haven't either. But I mean, from the perspective of history, or from God's perspective, this is nothing new. I mean, so many nations have undergone lots of turmoil, and so many people groups have been persecuted and have experienced some terrible things throughout history. So it really, just like you said, it says in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. Everybody suffers, and it has come for us, it seems, right now.
Yeah, it really does. You know, and I was a kid, just a 10-year-old, when, you know, the height of the Vietnam War was going on. And I remember the protests and watching, you know, for the first time, the war was coming into our living rooms on our televisions. And it was quite upsetting to me then. So I know that many of us feel like, well, this, you know, what we're seeing on television, just the horrible stuff going on. I've seen some videos that just make me want to cry, and it's awful. But like you said, Michelle, it's the way of man. It's the way of mankind, the sinful nature that we have, isn't it?
That's the truth. It sure is. And we know from many passages in Scripture and Ecclesiastes in particular, that life is temporary and fleeting like smoke or vapor. And in the world without Christ, people build their hopes and their expectations on a reality that is built on success and comfort. Our own little kingdoms are perfect, you know, when fill in the blank here. You have a great career, or your kids are successful and well-behaved. Your home has all the latest gadgets and decor, or your neighborhood has little or no crime, and the political candidate or party you voted for wins the election. You know, I'm afraid that many Christians have, you know, often have that mindset too, that sort of worldly mindset of depending on those creature comforts. And when those things begin to evaporate before our eyes, many people become anxious, depressed, and fearfully agitated.
Yeah, that's so unfortunate. And when we look at what has happened in our world just in the past several months and how quickly things have spiraled out of control, it's really important to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ to stay the course and remember who actually is in control. because control is something that A, is imaginary, right? And two, is completely something that we might just idolize.
That's right. Chasing after control is folly, as we're seeing in our world today. It's like chasing after the wind. King Solomon calls it vanity, or the futile attempt to be satisfied with the things that we can control. Did you know that the word vanity is used 37 times in the book of Ecclesiastes to describe earthly goals and ambitions? And Solomon wasn't the only one who captured the essence of vanity. Paul wrote in Romans 8:19 through 21 that the creation was subjected to futility. Here's the full passage on that. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
Yeah, that passage tells us that God not only knows about this vanity, but he has a divine purpose in it to set us free from bondage. He allows us to see the futility and grieve over it, but really we are not to try to regain the control that we think we've lost. These circumstances instead should cause us to repent of anything we've idolized in our lives and trust in God no matter what the circumstances are or the flailing of our world around us. When we think about all the millions of people over the centuries that we've seen who've been on this earth, who've had their kingdoms or their governments really ripped out from under them, evaporate literally, and their whole way of life is suddenly plunged into uncertainty, danger, and even death. You think about recent history, World War II for the Russians and the Germans and a lot of Eastern Europe where people were sent to camps and just killed, slaughtered, rights were taken away. You know, it's astounding to think about that, but somehow in our time, we think that we should be different somehow. But the truth is, if you think about it, no kingdom or government has lasted. You know, I think the United States has lasted pretty long, but there's no guarantees about that. And all have crumbled so far. And those who have lived through such devastating times have experienced some of the same feelings we are today, or worse probably than we are in our circumstances, just beginning to experience. Jesus told us in Matthew 24:7 that this reality of the times nearing the end, it's just real. He said that for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Wow, that sounds like quite a picnic, doesn't it?
Not really.
It really sounds scary. I mean, and it can lead us to wonder, is the United States gasping its final breaths, as some believe? Or are these changes just a momentary hiccup in our history with brighter days to come, as we've had before in the past? And the answer is, we don't know. It certainly has taken a few nosedives into degradation these past months, and the table is set now for increased persecution of Christians. The latest Supreme Court decision says that federal law which prohibits discrimination based on sex should be understood to include sexual orientation and gender identity. What does this mean for employers at Christian churches and schools and other Christian ministries? It opens the doors to not only blur the gender lines even more than before, but it can and probably will mean that these Christian institutions will be forced into retaining employees who announce that they're quote-unquote coming out. I mean, just imagine the ramifications and the lawsuits that can follow from that.
Well, that's right. And this is just one of the ways persecution is going to come our way. And remember, God will bring about persecution one way or another. We aren't promised any way out of it. It's part of his divine plan. He told us about it, right? So, you know, whether we like it or not, and as we just saw, you know, with the Supreme Court decision, it doesn't matter if your guy or your gal was voted in or not. So when we see calls for our police departments to be defunded, or capitalism to be hammered apart, abortion to be expanded, and our Constitution to be dismantled, no wonder our heads are exploding.
Yeah, it's so hard to wrap our heads around. It's crazy. And for those of you listening from outside the United States, are you also questioning the future of your government? And these questions lead us to this possibility. Do we idolize what we've always had, particularly in this country where we've enjoyed liberty and freedom? So we thought what we would do for the next few minutes is examine some scripture verses that may help us to see things from more of an eternal perspective.
Yeah, and these are great ones to memorize as well. We're going to skip around a little bit, and we'll take a couple at a time here. I think Psalms is an amazing book and a great place to start. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And then Isaiah has a lot of them, but chapter 40, verse 31, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Yeah, and I like these from Isaiah as well. Isaiah 59:19 says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And one of my favorites is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
That is a great one for memorization, too. One of my first ones. Here's one from Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. Love that one. And then John, chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
Oh, that's so comforting.
Yeah.
Well, Psalm 18:2 says this, the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And Deuteronomy 3:22 says this, do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you.
Habakkuk 3:19, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. So Philippians 4:8-9 is a wonderful one as well. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
1 Peter 5:8-10 says this, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
Wow. 1 John 4:4, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Short and simple and so powerful. And then John 14:27 says, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
Oh, I'm so glad he's a God of peace.
Yes.
I need that so often. And here's one last one, Ephesians 6:10-12. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Wow. And these just have strengthened me just in the time that we've read these. And I hope that our listeners are strengthened as well, Michelle, because there's nothing like the eternal power of God's word to really put that perspective, that heavenly perspective on what we're going through on this earth right now. It's such a temporary thing. It's a vapor, really, even though it seems at the moment that everything is just imploding. So Take heart, ladies, and enjoy these verses.
Yes, absolutely. And you and I were kind of talking before the show about, I was saying how I love, you know, when just reading through the scriptures that you pick out for an episode or that I pick out for an episode, it's just, it calms my heart and helps me to feel more peaceful and strengthened. And I think we forget that reading God's word can do that for us. I mean, that's one of the things that God has designed his word to do, is to bring peace to our hearts and to bring us comfort and to energize us and give us strength. It's not like some little magical abracadabra thing. It's the Holy Spirit working through us. And that's one of the ways that the Holy Spirit ministers to our hearts. So I'm just so thankful that God put that into his word, that his word would do that for us. He's such a good God. He knows just what we need and just when we need it.
Indeed, Michelle, and I can't imagine going through any times of tumult or this fearful time that we're in of the unknown without our great God delivering his word to us, and it's incredible. So, you know, as we wrap up today, ladies, don't forget, you can find us on our website at awordfitlyspoken.life. And please do subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play, wherever else you like to listen to podcasts.
That's right. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of A Word Fitly Spoken. Until next time, remember, God is in control. We are not, but we can and must walk.